Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite character building and developmental weekend program, Rive Ethics. My name is Marshall Stanley Uwom, the Deputy Speaker of the River State House of Assembly, and it's my pleasure to be the host for today's edition. Just before we begin today's edition, let's take a short message from the initiator of Rive Ethics, Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyesom-Wike, the wife of the Governor of River State. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Our well-beloved people of River State, I bring you greetings on this edition of Rivetics on Radio, the Character Building Weekend Show. Rivetics continues to remind us that River State is not only made up of a special and unique people, but we are a blessed people, even in our diversity. We must always see ourselves in that light as great people and act accordingly. And we can be greater. Have you thought about this? That the best gift we can give to ourselves is to challenge ourselves. Let us challenge ourselves to be better, stronger, and more determined to succeed. Life is full of challenges. That is a fact. But don't fear challenges when they come. Rather, learn to embrace them, as challenges are not stumbling blocks, but they indeed are building blocks for constructing the steps to success as they prepare you for your future. Today's challenges affords you the needed experience for tomorrow's tasks. Strive to do a good job at this and you will embrace your dreams. There is no lift or elevator to success. You have to climb one step after another. Oftentimes, you'll have to build the steps yourself. Today, we shall be listening to a distinguished legislator, the Honorable Marshall Stanley Uwom, Deputy Speaker of the River State House of Assembly. He is a seasoned administrator with decades of private and public sector experience who has served the government and the people of River State in different capacities. He will be speaking to our youths on self-development and success strategies. Please enjoy this episode, but more than that, do learn from it. And thank you for spreading the Rivetics message. Our good people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you all, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. Today we'll be talking about self-development and strategies for youths in taking responsibility for their future. There is no better time than now for this initiative to have started. We're in very challenging times, when our values and positive aspects of society are fast eroding. It is therefore heartwarming and inspiring that an initiative as this is born. It is not only nostalgic as it evokes pleasant memories of our glorious past, but more than anything else, it provides a platform for the dissemination of civic education whilst proving itself to be a veritable tool for values reorientation. I therefore sincerely thank Her Excellency the Honorable Justice Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, wife of our dear Governor, for according me this great privilege to share a few of my personal thoughts on the topic, self-development and strategies for youths in taking responsibility for their future. I implore you to endure the excruciating sound of my voice with an open heart, because there is something in it for you today. It is important that we begin with a definition of key terms, which are personal or self-development, responsibility, youth, and strategy. Self-development is a conscious effort at taking definite steps towards improving oneself. There is an innate desire in human beings to advance ourselves. We all want to live better, add more value to our life, learn something new, as well as strive for excellence. No one wants to be left behind. In other words, everyone wants to be a success. The term personal development has been used in a narrow sense to also mean self-improvement and self-development. the underlying thread being a personal desire for success. Socrates, a classical Greek philosopher who died in 399 BC, declared, "Let him who will move the world first move himself." This shows that even from ages gone by, we have recognized the fact that you cannot move forward in life without taking definite steps towards your goal. It is in this direction that Rodolfo Costa said, "Take responsibility for your happiness. Do not expect people or things to bring you happiness, or you could be disappointed." This statement is from his book titled, "Advice My Parents Gave Me and Other Lessons Learned from My Mistakes." What a very appropriate title in the light of the topic under review. What is responsibility and what does it mean to take responsibility? According to the Oxford Dictionary, it may mean a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone, such as in the case of our parents, particularly our mothers who, having given birth to us, took responsibility for our feeding, bathing and nurturing. The word responsibility can also be used to refer to the fact of being accountable or being the one to receive blame for actions taken or even omitted. Finally, responsibility could mean a thing which a person is required to do as part of a job, role, or legal obligation. For instance, in its simplest form, it is your responsibility to take a bath or get out of bed. No one can do these things on your behalf. In the context of our topic for today, the Oxford Dictionary, in its definition of what responsibility is, makes it very clear without ambiguity that the power of moving forward or going backward in life or in any assignment before us lies solely with us. Who really is a youth? The Nigerian National Youth Policy defines a youth as any person who has attained the age of 18 and is not more than 35 years old. In other words, on attainment of the age of 18 years, you are recognized as qualified to vote during elections. Nigerian law recognizes an 18-year-old as having attained marriageable age. This is contained in the Child Rights Act of 2003. Under the Criminal Code of Nigeria, a person above 17 years is deemed to be fully comprehensible and responsible for any criminal act or omission. This imposes a lot of responsibility on youths to decide the direction of your future. The question we should ask ourselves at this juncture are, how can we improve ourselves and how do we steer ourselves in the right direction? The National Youth Development Policy of 2001 states that youth are the foundation of a society. The energies, inventiveness, character, and orientation define the pace of development and security of a nation. Through their creative talents and labor power, a nation makes giant strides in elevating development and socio-political attainment in their dreams and hopes. A nation finds her motivation on their energies. She builds her vitality and purpose, and because of their dreams and aspirations, the future of a nation is assured. What more can we say? The growth and security, strength, vitality, aspirations, and destiny of this nation lies in your hands. This should invoke a high sense of importance and indispensability in you. The more reason you must consciously and conscientiously make up your mind to develop yourself. What is strategy? Simply put, it is a clear program or action plan that you have conceived to take you to your expected professional, vocational, or individual destination. Greg S. Reed said, "A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action makes your dreams come true. It is said that without vision, the people perish." This means that if you don't articulate a strategic plan, you are likely to end up like the proverbial rolling stone, ever rolling but gathering no moss. But first and foremost, you must have a vision for your future. Remember that the reason why you want to develop yourself is because you want to be a success. You can be a graduate of a university, you may have even been top of your class, but that is not what makes you a success. Until you become a success in your personal life, you can't honestly claim to be a success. Have you not seen some very brilliant professionals who take to alcoholism and drugs and their lives become destroyed? Therefore, success without self-discipline, character, integrity, and positive virtues can easily fade like the morning dew. Personal development must not only propel you upward but also add value to your character and entire personality. As I have pointed out, there are some people who are doing well in financial standards but have miserable lives. This is also a personal responsibility. Let us take a short break, and when we come back, we shall be talking about suggestions on how we can develop ourselves and take full responsibility for our future greatness.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, na you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh.
Na you go take your head and carry am,
oh. If you do bad, oh,
na you go take your head and carry am,
oh. If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad you,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No play person, why you?
Now you go take.
Welcome back. We were talking about definitions of the various key terms. But now, let us look at ourselves and see how and what suggestions or what steps we can take to improve or take that bold step to greatness. In order to develop yourself so that you can truly have a good future, you must make the right choices. Your strategy must be clear and purposeful. You must make the right choices, and I believe that the following suggestions will be of immense value as you take the bold step of developing yourself for greatness. 1. Choose to win. It has been often said that in refusing to make a choice, you actually have made one. If, for example, you refuse to vote for a good political party and the party loses by one vote, your choice will have made a great difference. The quality of life that you now experience are as a result of the choices you made or the choice you refuse to make. If you do not make a choice of developing yourself, you have chosen to be stagnant or a failure, and you sincerely cannot blame anyone else for that. In the scriptures, God shows us the options and tells us what is better, but leaves the choice entirely to us. Our parents and elders sometimes advise us, and because of our youthfulness, we may feel that they are nagging and overdomineering. But the truth is that in the course of their life's experience, they have gained knowledge and wisdom. We can gain a lot of wisdom from the elders in society. Let nothing stop you from making a choice of improving yourself. Take the bold step and don't let anything stop you, because God has programmed you to always win. Number 2, be connected with divinity. Inspiration, wisdom, and power comes from the non-physical dimension. It is only when you have a creative idea or an inspiration that you can bring it into manifestation in the physical. Before you walk, you think in your mind and decide to take a step. The problems and troubles of the world can drown anybody. However, inspiration from above can lift you above the tempest of this world. Be connected to the source, and that is God Almighty, for the wisdom of God can take you higher than you can imagine. Number 3, speak the right words. Do not underestimate the power of words. Scripture reveals that life and death are in the power of the tongue. When you speak the wrong words, you should not expect positive results. For instance, you wake up in the morning and abuse everyone you meet along the way. What you will get is abuses, and if care is not taken, something worse. However, if you greet everyone you see in the morning with a beautiful smile, I guarantee you that you will be getting smiles in return. Let your words be filled with grace and positive affirmations. The greatest principles in life are faith, hope, and love. Speak the language of faith, hope, and love. How do you communicate? Are you the type of person that says, "I am finished," when confronted with a challenge? Speaking the wrong words will never improve any seeming hopeless situation. You must practice speaking words of faith, hope, and love. It is when you speak graceful words that creative ideas begin to flow through you. When others are confused and discouraged, you become the answer and solution to problems. It is then you begin to develop charisma. Number four, be the light. Let your light so shine. Don't personify or manifest darkness. Arise and shine. If you are wallowing in self-pity, saying to yourself, no one wants to help me, I don't have a helper, make up your mind today and arise and shine. People are not drawn to darkness. They are attracted to light. Is there at any time in your life when the electricity went off that you celebrated? I am sure your answer is no. However, when the light comes on, you get excited. In fact, you might have been jubilant. So it is that you must shine even in the midst of darkness. Nobody wants to be close to an angry or frowning face. Important personalities will take notice of you when you exude a lively and positive image. Opportunities will come your way, and because you have connected yourself to divine wisdom, you will recognize the opportunities and be a success. Finally, number five, be a winner. Learn to reign above every circumstance. Be a savior, a solution, an ambassador. Believe that God has made you a master. You are not a failure, but a victor. It doesn't matter what you see. Learn to see yourself the way God sees you. Success is not dependent on circumstance of birth. Decide to be a youth with influence. Be of service to your family, your friends, your community, and society. However, you must first recognize the fact that all this begins with your choice. The responsibility is yours and yours alone. There will be challenges and obstacles. At times, you may want to give up, but you must take charge. The motto of my alma mater, Akrika Grammar School, is Perseverantia Vincit, which translated from Latin to English means perseverance conquers. You must persevere against all odds because the divine ability has been invested in you. Charlotte Erickson once said, so many people will tell you no, and you need to find something you believe in so that you just smile and tell them, watch me. Learn to take rejection as motivation to prove people wrong. Be unstoppable. Refuse to give up, no matter what. It's the best skill you can ever learn. Paul said, I pressed towards the prize. This means there was a resistance that necessitated his pressing on. In a sporting event, you can't win a prize except you finish tops. Be a person on a mission. You belong to the top. Aim for the stars. No matter what, you will go above the clouds. But it will be a monumental disaster if you never moved from the spot you are this very moment. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Don't limit yourself with doubt and procrastination. There is a book written by Tommy Newbury titled, Success is Not an Accident. Change your choices, change your life. Emulate the drive and passion of our dear governor, Ezenwan Yesonwike. I admire him immensely and have so much to learn from his actions and passion for work. He never sees limitations or impossibilities. He is indeed a great man of faith. This is called diligence and focus. He has the I can do all things mentality. You must cultivate that spirit. Be a youth on a mission. Let us take a short break. And when we return, we will highlight a few opportunities that have been provided or made available by the Rivers State government, which you can tap into.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Recall that we were talking about ways we can develop ourselves and what steps we can take in putting us on the right track for our future greatness. Now we will talk about a few of the opportunities available by the Rivers State government that you can tap into. You can take advantage of these opportunities. They are not confined to the few I'll mention, but there are several others. And it is your responsibility, like we said, for you to go and discover. The Rivers State Government ICT Department runs programs on basic computer training, computer repairs and maintenance. What you need to do is locate their office and inquire further. There are several government agencies providing several platforms and avenues to develop your capacity. These include River State Sustainable Development Agency, RSSDA, and the River State Microfinance Agency, RIMA. There are several human resource development courses to acquire more knowledge and skills from. Learn to innovate. Reinvent yourself. Let me give an instance of myself. Recently, I just went to school and graduated with a master's degree in corporate governance, but my first course was law. So you have to find a way of reinventing yourselves. You may have paper qualifications, but in these times of changing fortunes, everyone is downsizing. If you open your eyes, you may see business opportunities and ideas. There are literally 1,001 opportunities waiting for you to look their way. If you have some qualification in something, what stops you from learning something new or acquiring new skills? As an agrarian state, opportunities abound in the area of agro skills and agribusiness. The Youth Employment Program in Agriculture, YEAP, is a major youth engagement initiative of the Rivers State Ministry of Agriculture. The program was launched in May this year, and a steering committee headed by the Honorable Commissioner for Agriculture is already in place. You have to take definite steps to utilize the several opportunities that the government of Rivers State has made available for you. Information is key, so you must have an inquiring mind. Ask questions, make inquiries, don't wait to be spoon-fed. Let's move now to the area of courage and character. What type of personality do you have? What image do you portray? How do you dress when you are invited for a job interview or visiting a formal environment? A dear man of God once said, "The way you dress is the way you are addressed." I can assure you that if you have an unpleasant personality or if you lack courtesy and show disregard towards other people, you are not likely to go far in life. Also, if your dress code is dysfunctional and non-conformist, you may attend job interviews with little success. You are not likely to be taken seriously even if you have a first-class degree. How do you relate with people? Are you courteous and polite? Or do you like to act macho and gangster? Will you consider yourself to be a polite person? Are your hands permanently warming in your pockets? Or is chewing gum perpetually popping away in your mouth when you are before your parents, elders, and people in authority? The way you carry yourself is vital. People form opinions. No right-thinking person will look forward to having you in their workplace. Daniel was preferred above the princes because he had an excellent spirit. Let the spirit of wisdom radiate through you. We know about the story of Joseph, how that the king, Pharaoh, sent for him because of his ability to interpret dreams. Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came to Pharaoh. How do you appear before people in authority? Joseph was in prison, but refused to have a prison mentality. He shaved, groomed himself, and dressed well in order to appear before Pharaoh. And just like Daniel, he had developed his character, his personality, and was connected to divine wisdom. It was inevitable that he was promoted, even in a foreign land. Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe was editor of the West African Pilot at the age of 26 years. Chief Obafemi Awolowo was 25. Anthony Anaru, the great journalist, was 23 when they were moving and shaking Nigeria and transforming and having so much influence in our country. Dr. Matthew Mbu was 28 years old when he was a minister and ambassador to the United Kingdom. These great personalities made great impact while in their 20s. They were youths like you. Colonel Yakubu Gowon, as he then was the head of state of the Federal Republic of Nigeria at the age of 32. King Alfred Dietespief was 26 years as administrator of the Old River State, which is the new River State and Bayelsa put together. Who are your role models? Who do you emulate? The best role model you can get us was a youth like you. He ended his earthly ministry at the age of 33 and is the lead character in the highest selling book of all time, and his name is Jesus. We have said so much about how you can improve your life, how you can make definite steps, and we have shown you that the responsibility is yours. You cannot blame anybody. You must take definite steps to want to develop yourself for your future greatness. In closing, I want to encourage you to take that bold step today by setting goals for yourselves. You must have a strategy. Invest in your knowledge, learn a new skill, and let creativity flow through you. Remember, let no one despise you for your youth, but set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Where do you want to be in life? The choice to be a success is up to you. God bless you, and God bless River State. Our dear Rivers people and friends listening from outside River State, this is how far we can go on today's edition. But we can continue the conversation on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, on the handle at RivEpix. You can also call us on 0808-917-7707 and 0902-917-7706. Let me repeat that again. 0808-917-7707 and 0902-917-7706. Don't forget, this program airs every Saturday on the following stations and times: Nigerian Info 92.3 FM by 8:30 in the morning, Radio Rivers 99.1 FM from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, Rhythm 93.7 FM by 2:30 in the afternoon, and a repeat broadcast on the same time on Sundays, Treasure 98.5 FM by 6:30 in the evening. There is a special Pidgin English version that airs on Radio Rivers 99.1 FM by 9:30 and on Wazobia 94.1 FM by 5 o'clock in the evening. Until next week with another guest, remember to always let your manners speak for you. I remain yours, Marshall Stanley Uwom. Remain blessed always.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.